UPIC strawberry growers around northern Minnesota are checking their plants to decide when to open for the season. And today is the big day at Lavallers Berry Patch and Orchard in Grand Rapids. And joining us today from the patch is Stuart Lavallier. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Maggie and staff. Glad to be on the air.
How do you decide when to open for the season?
That's really a question that we ponder every year. We want to make sure that there's going to be enough berries that people can fill their box within a certain length of time. But if we wait too long, we risk the chance that maybe some are going to spoil or we may have bad weather. So it's always kind of questionable. But I think right now with the weather, I think it's going to be a good opener. I think there are certainly lots of very nice berries out there.
When do you open today?
We're open from 8 to 1.
Somewhere right now, someone's pulling up their socks and getting ready to head out.
Well, I hope so. But, we will try to pick every morning from 8 to 1. It gives us a little chance to have some afternoon break. As the more and more berries ripen, we typically pick in the morning, and then we pick again in the evening from around 5 to 8.
What are you seeing around the berry patch as you look around this morning?
Well, I'm seeing lots of very nice berries. We're picking a variety called Lila. It's out of the University of, out of a breeding program in Canada, and it is just a very nice berry and very, very sweet. And we've got some other varieties, one a little bit later called Jewel, and it's coming on, just starting. And that particular variety from this patch won Blue Ribbon in the state jam competition a few years ago, and there's a gal from Minneapolis that comes up every year to pick Jewel from our patch because she thinks she's going to win again.
So you'd plant various varieties, it sounds like, so that they ripen at a little bit different times so that you can have a longer season.
Well, to some extent, yes. I try to stay away from real early varieties because there's a risk of frost when they bloom. And with the spotted-winged Drosophila, an insect that's become a problem over the past probably 10 years, I try to stay away from real late varieties because they tend to be a little more susceptible because this insect seems to come from the south and gradually works its way across the state. So I really have more mid-season varieties, but they are split a little bit. There's a little bit of difference in the varieties and when they ripen.
So these Brunswick and the Lila, they came from like eastern Canada, I believe, like around Nova Scotia.
You know your berries.
And
you are right. They did. And I think typically the varieties from Canada just seem to be a little hardier. Their conditions are closer to what we have, maybe not as severe as we have, but they tend to, over the years, I've noticed that they seem to be a pretty hardy and certainly a good quality berry.
So how long does your season go?
It'll go about 3 weeks. It kind of depends. This year, there was a long blooming period. They started about a month ago, and it just seemed like we still have blooms out there now. And I'm thinking, wow, it usually takes 30 days for the berries to ripen. So I think it'll go easily 3 weeks this year.
And what is important in making really good strawberries? I saw on your website that you got into the business, but when you were a home gardener, you had these little shrivelly berries with with all the seeds in them. What makes a good berry?
Over the years, I've noticed there's a few things that you have to be concerned with. And for home gardeners, it's the same problem. So there are two insects, a strawberry weevil, which nips the blossom off, and then there's a tarnished plant bug, which will actually bite the center of the blossom, and that causes that seediness. And I've learned that if you spray early, as soon as you see the first bloom, you can pretty much control those two insects, and that's made a big difference. But I think one of the things also that has made a difference over the years now is that we do a lot of cover crops before we plant into strawberries, and I think mixing that in with a variety of different cover crops like turnips and radishes and clovers, it really kind of builds the soil, and that helps for making a really strong plant.
We are talking with Stuart Lavallier from Lavallier's Berry Patch and Orchard. What do people need to know if they want to come to your place to pick berries? What do they need to do or bring? Or are there rules and regulations? Yeah, what do we need to hear?
Everyone is welcome. if you come with youngsters, we like you to make sure that the youngster stays close to you. You do not have to bring a box. We have boxes for you to pick in. Probably the best thing, though, is to call before you come out. Typically, like I said, we pick in the mornings from 8 until 1, and then we'll pick in the evenings later on in the season. But sometimes the wet conditions, or sometimes we get picked out. We just don't have enough berries. So if you call before you come out, that really helps you to make a trip worthwhile.
And we've got that phone number here at the station, but I think it's 327-9199.
That's correct, yeah. Yeah, you can check that. We also have a website, lavalierberrypatch.com, and we try to keep that updated daily as well. We also have blueberries, which will be ripening, and this is kind of interesting, that blueberries, if you're looking for a starting date on blueberries, it's 30 days from the start of the strawberry season. So today's the 27th. I expect the 27th of July we'll be starting our blueberry season.
Kind of a late spring this year, but John Lathermore was talking yesterday on the Phenology Show about how some things are coming in as early as they have sometimes in early years. Did you see that the blooming and the development of the plants was condensed at all this year? Because of, I mean, we kind of had a late spring, but it seems like the home opener is pretty much at the same time.
It's exactly the same time. In fact, one of the people that worked out here in the last year said, "Do you know that today is the start of the season?" What, last year? She said, "I've got it on my phone," and she said it was the very start, same date. I think down in the southern part of the state, metro area, they had a lot of snow where I think we kind of passed or missed some of that. And in some days, I could see that we were as warm or warmer than down in the city. So it's pretty normal for us, but it's earlier than I thought it was going to be with the way the spring was starting out.
Stuart, how do you manage a berry patch? Do you plant new plants every year, or do you take runners and replant them, or do you overwinter plants? How does that go for you?
We've kind of changed our practices over the years. We began by trying to see how many years we could keep the plants growing, and we had them growing for, I think, probably 6 years, but we found that they become more susceptible to winter injury the older the plants get, because the crowns of the strawberry plant tends to grow out of the ground a little bit more each year. So we found that if we plant new plants every year, we only have an acre of strawberries that we pick from, but every year we take out a half an acre, and every year we put in a half an acre of new strawberries. So we will pick from the strawberry plant for 2 years, and then we take them out. And I think by putting in new plants, it's like buying an insurance policy. They just seem to be a little bit able to take an open winter better, and that, I mean, without much snow on the plants. So, yeah, so we always cover them with straw around the 1st of November. That gives them a good layer of insulation, but there's nothing better than snow, and that certainly helps.
Yeah. Do you plant the new plants in the spring or in the fall?
They're planted in the spring. We typically get them in the last week of April, and we always buy new plants. You can use runners, and I think a homeowner could do that. But in time, there's just because insects are biting the plants, and that sometimes they'll spread diseases, viruses. So we try to get new plants from the nursery every year. I mean, we do get new plants every year, and it's easier for us to do that. And we know that the plants, when we buy nursery plants, they've been stored in the cooler, and they don't have the fluctuations that you get outside. So their plants are going to be real consistent.
You also grow tart cherries. Tell us about them.
I am excited with that. There's nothing prettier than a tart cherry plant. Just the plant itself, they have the glossiest, shiny leaves. They're just beautiful. And when they have cherries on them, the red against the it's like a holly, you know, at Christmas time. But they're out of the breeding program at the University of Saskatchewan. They're very hardy. They just make a wonderful jam, a pie that's incredible. They make a sauce that's out of this world. They're just very nice, and I think it's exciting just to try something new. I like trying new things, and the cherries I think are going to be fun to have over the years. We've had them for a number of years, probably about 10 years now, and they bloom real early in the spring, so sometimes they get hit by frost a little bit, but they're a very nice plant. Very nice plant for the home garden, but kind of like we've got Wisconsin. We've got Green Bay and Door County right here in Itasca County, so it's kind of fun.
Same latitude.
Yeah, right, yeah.
One of the pitfalls of talking about local food is that it makes you hungry, so you start talking about all that food and, boy, my stomach is growling. What about apples? You also grow some apples out there.
We do. My brother Steve and I are together on the apples, and we have Honeycrisp, which a lot of people know. We've got Sweet Tango, and I think the apples look very good this year. I think there's going to be some real nice ones. We've got a couple newer ones, one called First Kiss out of the University of Minnesota. It's an apple, an early apple, that stores for months. It's incredible. And we've got another variety that was developed here in Minnesota by another home apple breeder, and it's called Kinder Crisp. And it's a small apple. It's the parents were Honeycrisp, and they don't know what the other variety was, but it was just an open pollinated one, and it is just a perfect apple for a lunchbox. It's a smaller size, but crispy and attractive. Man, it's one that I would have liked to have had in my lunch pail when I was little.
It sounds like you have fruit that will be ripening all season long.
Well, once we start here, now that's the bad thing. It's like, okay, you don't get many breaks, so you better be ready. So, I sleep well at night, and I have to say that.
Oh, my goodness. So what's going to happen at 8 o'clock this morning?
Well, we're going to open the gates, and I hope we have a good turnout of customers. We do have pre-picked berries that the kids are out picking right now, and they do a wonderful job. They're out there, and for people that don't want to pick their own, they can come here and get pre-picked berries also.
Mm. So, Stuart, how did you get into this business?
Well, we grew up having a big garden and strawberry plants, and the funny thing was I took classes at the University of Minnesota, and I needed an elective, and my advisor said, you should take horticulture, and I said, well, okay, sign me up, and after I walked out of his room, I said, what is horticulture? I took the class, and there was an instructor, Cecil Sushnoff, and he was just an amazing guy. He would get you excited about anything, and after taking his classes and learning about how to grow things, I told my parents, I said, hey, I think I can fix that strawberry problem, and that got me excited in trying to do things growing a patch like this here, and so this was something that right out of college, I thought, okay, this is something I want to do. And I was a lot younger back then, but it's surprising. The years go by, and I look in the mirror, and I see this guy, and I go, whoa, who is that? but I still enjoy it. I still enjoy it a lot.
Oh. Well, Stuart, good luck with your season. It has been great talking to you, and I know you have a lot to do, but thanks for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Thank you for asking me to talk. You have a good day there, okay?
Will do. That is Stuart Lavalier from Lavalier's Berry Patch and Orchard. You can find out when they're open on their Facebook page or at lavalierberrypatch.com. And this is the Wednesday Morning Show on Northern Community Radio.